Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Jack Ebling and You. We're under the great direction here, along with Dr. John Shinsky and Scott Harris, and we've been assisted today by Patricia McConnell, and it's just been a great great evening. You know, we got a great Spartan coming up here, John, one of our longtime friends, a true Spartan, and has a great story to tell. And I understand that he was very responsible, John, for recruiting you out of the city of Cleveland, and that's Hank Bulla. Hank's a great Spartan and has a great history as a college coach and a professional head coach, and he's leaving another legacy here with Michigan State. Coach, welcome tonight to Ebling and You.
Thank you.
Welcome, Coach.
Good to be there. Good to hear from you, John.
It's great to hear from you. Yeah, you too, Coach. I tell you what, this is my hero right here, Coach Bulla. He recruited me out of high school, and oftentimes people in college think that coaches just recruit to have you play football. He has been a surrogate father to me for the last 40 years, and I can tell you it's been an honor for me to watch all the things that you've done, Coach. You're a tremendous individual who loves Michigan State. You're doing everything you can for Michigan State in every way. And now you're not only made contributions from the great years from Duffy Doherty all the way through, but now your family has been heavily involved. And you not only had Shane and Chuck here, but at the same time, you got Max, your grandson, here playing right now.
Yeah, you're right. He was at my house when I left there this morning. I had to leave there for a while. And he's here. He's happy as a lark, happy as can be. And, John, recruiting a guy like you, being good to a guy like you, was not hard. That wasn't a challenge. You ended up being a fantastic young man, and I was so proud that you went on and got your doctor's degree. And you've a great example for a guy that wants to do it. He can do it regardless of the circumstance. Because you never knew that the word quit or no. You just kind of stayed with it and worked your tail off and studied hard, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Well, thank you, Coach. I don't think anybody achieves anything without the support of other people, and you were right there with me all the way through, and that's great. And when you talk about determination and hard work and discipline and those kinds of things, I think we've seen that through the Bulla family all the way back when you played, Coach. As we move into this Penn State game this weekend, back in 1966, you were the defensive coordinator the last time we beat Penn State.
Yeah, last time we were down there, I was a defensive coordinator I believe it was Joe Pa's first year.
That's right.
First or second year, and we played him there, and we played him well. We had a very good team. You know, we had that team held the four teams of minus yards, including Michigan minus 55 yards, Ohio State minus 26, Notre Dame minus something like 30 yards.
So they must have had
a great team.
They had a tremendous defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Coach.
I think they were afraid that if we didn't win, I would take to the woodshed.
That's it. Coach, you know, I am so impressed with Max, your grandson, playing here at Michigan State. What a tremendous young man.
I'm very proud of him. He went home yesterday for the Thanksgiving dinner back to be with his family. Then he turned around and came right back, and he said, before he left, he said, "Hey, Paul, you know one thing I was thinking?" I said, "What's that, Max?" He said, "Man, we're real lucky. We're real lucky to have everything that we have." I said, "You just keep that same thought in your mind that we're the most fortunate people in the world."
You bet.
That's great, Coach. Coach, how about your boys? What are they doing these days?
Well, Chucky is the defensive coordinator for UCLA out there. They were behind here. They're awful young. They're starting three or four first year freshmen. And they just can't, but they'll be okay. They'll work hard enough. Shane, of course, has four children, and Max is his oldest one. And my daughter, she's lives out in Mason's, and she's has three children, and two of them graduated from college already. And I was so happy we had our we had our Thanksgiving dinner last night, and my oldest boy told me, our grandson, he's very proud of himself. He just paid off his student loan.
Oh, fantastic.
He paid it off, and he didn't wait for the government to pay it off for him. He paid it off. I said, where'd you get the money? He said, Paul, I saved it for 2 years.
That's fantastic. That's those principles of the Bullas. Coach,
well,
I heard something. We're talking about the Bulla family carrying on a tradition long into the future. I want to be sure that I heard this right, Coach, but I thought I heard that your other grandson, who is in Traverse City, scored 6 touchdowns in 1 game in 6 different ways.
That was 2 years ago. That's the youngest boy. That was Byron. Riley's a junior. Byron's a freshman. And they got knocked out early, and they didn't have any freshmen on that offense. I think he was good enough possibly last year to play wide receiver on the varsity as a freshman. He's a very good athlete, and of course the other kid's a quarterback, and the other kid will play someplace. He's one of those kind of guys, John, that he's a gamer. The day of the game, he plays. You know what I mean? So I've got 2 there, and then I've got a little girl there. Another Shane's youngest one's a little girl, and she's got Traverse City hop, step, and jump record, and a 2 and 800 city record. And then Chucky's got one out in California that she ran a 5:54 mile. She was 8 years old.
Wow, fantastic. I think that's good genes, huh? I think that's good, Coach. Congratulations, and I know how proud that you are of all of them, and how proud you are to be the Spartan that you are.
Thank you. I surely appreciate it. And John, anytime I can help, anything I can do, you can just call me, and I'll do what I can do.
Oh, you're the best, Coach.
Hey, Coach, what do we think about big game tomorrow?
Big game, first time in a while.
Yeah. We're hoping to be co-Big Ten champs tomorrow at a minimum. With your expertise, what do you see as the key to the game tomorrow? What do our Spartans have to do?
We got to make them beat us. We can't beat ourselves. We've got to play air-free. We can't, the penalties and stuff. We have to just have everything going for us because they're a good football team. I don't care what you say. They're an excellent football team, and they'll be good forever and ever. But you have to make them beat you. You can't beat yourself.
Well, you know, they've had a great year all the way around. Great year. The kids have worked hard, and we're hoping. So, you know, I think you're right. Perseverance, and they can play a big game tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Wouldn't that be exciting to have another our first Big Ten championship here in a few years?
Fantastic.
Coach, thank you. Coach, thanks so much for your time during this Thanksgiving season. We're not only proud to have you as a Spartan, but we're proud to have you as our family. And sharing your entire family as Spartans is a tremendous thing, too, Coach. Thanks so much for being on today.
Well, thank you, John.
Thanks, Coach. All right, we will talk to you real soon. You know, as we wrap up this segment, I want to make sure you stay tuned. We have Tom Crawford going to be joining us here in just in a couple of minutes. And Tom, obviously, is the co-host along with Jack Ebling, a Saturday morning show. We want to talk about that a bit. But so much going on. How about those Williamston Hortons that are playing in their first high school state championship tonight? So we want to cheer them on. So we'll be talking to Tom about that and maybe some BCS changes that may be happening as we speak. So we'll look forward to that. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.